Happy July 13th. So grateful to be with you today. This is Mary DeMuth, and this is Pray Every Day, where I pray through the scriptures verse by verse. And we are continuing our journey in Psalm 106, verses 26 through 48 in the ESV, English Standard Version of the Bible. This is what it says. Therefore, he raised his hand and swore to them that he would make them fall in the wilderness and would make their offspring fall among the nations, scattering them among the lands. Then they yoked themselves to the Baal of Peor and ate sacrifices offered to the dead. They provoked the Lord to anger with their deeds, and a plague broke out among them. Then Phinehas stood up and intervened, and the plague was stayed. And that was counted to him as righteousness from generation to generation forever. They angered him at the waters of Meribah, and it went ill with Moses on their account, for they made his spirit bitter, and he spoke rashly with his lips. They did not destroy the peoples, as the Lord commanded them, but they mixed with the nations and learned to do as they did. They served their idols, which became a snare to them. They sacrificed their sons and their daughters to the demons. They poured out innocent blood, the blood of their sons and daughters, whom they sacrificed to the idols of Canaan, and the land was polluted with blood. Thus they became unclean by their acts and played the whore in their deeds. Then the anger of the Lord was kindled against his people, and he abhorred his heritage. He gave them into the hand of the nations, so that those who hated them ruled over them. Their enemies oppressed them, and they were brought into subjection under their power. Many times he delivered them, but they were rebellious in their purposes, and they were brought low through their iniquity. Nevertheless, he looked upon their distress when he heard their cry. For their sake he remembered his covenant and relented according to the abundance of his steadfast love. He caused them to be pitied by all those who held them captive. Save us, O Lord our God, and gather us from among the nations, that we may give thanks to your holy name and glory in your praise. Blessed be the Lord, the God of Israel, from everlasting to everlasting. And let all the people say, Amen. Praise the Lord. Mind if I pray for you? Lord, I love your steadfast love. In the Hebrew, it is the word hesed, and it has a ch added. Hesed. I can't say it right. But it means your loyal covenantal love, this kind of permanent love that cannot be changed from everlasting to everlasting. It is the kind of love that pursues someone who is far from you. It's the kind of love that pardons sins. It's the kind of love that relentlessly pursues the heart of those who are broken. And Lord, I just thank you so much for that relentless pursuit of me. I look back on my life and I see some of my pitfalls and I see, oh, I have regrets and the things that I wish I could take back. And yet you, throughout all of that, were pursuing me. You are pursuing my heart, even in the midst of my sin and my depravity, you pursued me. And so I thank you for that. Lord, thank you that you discipline those you love. And Lord, I know that the exile for the Israelites was horrible and extremely painful. It was discipline from your hands because of what they chose to follow. They forsook you, Lord, the fountain of living waters, and they dug for themselves cisterns that would hold no water at all. And that's from Jeremiah. But Lord, that's what they did. They decided that they wanted to be just like everybody else. And so Lord, in light of that, I think of Romans 12:2 about not being conformed to the world, but being transformed by the renewing of our mind, that we may prove what the will of God is, that which is good and acceptable and perfect. And so, Lord, we don't want to be conformed to the world. And here is a cautionary tale about what happens when we conform ourselves to the way the world works. Lord, forgive us for thinking the world's math, for thinking the world's calculus, for thinking the way the world thinks, for valuing some things over others and despising some things over others. Lord, we want to have your mindset. You have promised us that we have the mind of Christ, but when we saturate ourselves with social media and with media, and we learn and we become so acquainted with the world's ways that we forget yours, Lord, forgive us, forget that. And help us to turn away from feeding our minds with the world's so-called wisdom and forsaking the wisdom of your word. Lord, may this week be the week we pick up our Bibles afresh, with open eyes and open hearts, willing to hear from you, to be corrected by you. Your scripture is good for correction, and it divides between soul and spirit. You discern the motivations of our heart through the Word of God. And so, Lord, we choose to turn away from the world systems today and read about your ways, your kingdom in the Word of God. Thank you for the desire even to do that. I pray in Jesus' name. Amen. Thanks so much for listening to Pray Every Day. If you want to support the podcast, you can go to Patreon. It's patreon.com/prayeveryday. There's several levels that you can help the podcast at. And if you want to be prayed for on the Pray Every Day show, you can go to marydemuth.com/pray and record up to 5 minutes. And on the first Sunday of the month, I will pray for you. So thanks again to all of you who are Patreon supporters. You guys help keep this podcast going. That money goes directly to William, who is listening now because he's engineering this episode. Thank you, William, for all of your hard work. And I would just like to ask the Pray Every Day listeners to pray for William. He has had some health issues over the past couple years, and they have been relentless, and it has been a really long journey. So if you would just take a moment and pray for William for breakthrough for his health, I would really appreciate it. And you Patreons and patrons, you also help support Kristen, who does a lot of the behind the scenes work here. And so I'm just so grateful for her. If you would pray a blessing over her and her family, I would appreciate that. All right. Have an amazing day. You are loved, friend.